place, and I trust you'll enjoy our service here today. If you came to hear a Father's Day message, I don't have one. Something got burning in my heart a few weeks ago, and then I was on vacation, and so I didn't get to share that, and so I'm going to share it today, and it's basically entitled, The Lie of Being Done. You know, just as we watch that little clip of a dream, I think there's numbers of you in this place this morning that said, no, my dream's gone. My dream's not going to come to pass. And you're believing a lie. And that's kind of my job today, to try to convince you through the Word of God that I might be His messenger this morning to help you recognize that there's a lie of being done. You're not done. So just let you know that this morning. So this morning I'm just going to share with you, we're going to use the scripture verse a little bit later up there, but this morning I'd like to share with you about the lie of being done, the lie that we believe that we've reached a place where it's done, it's over, it's finished. A place where we believe the lie that there is no hope and that we've reached a place of no return. That we've been saying to ourselves, I'm done. I'm finished. See, sometimes in life we can get to that place where we feel totally exhausted by the pressures of life, the temptations of life, and the things that happen in life that we get to that place where we start to feel like giving up. That hope is gone. We're done. That we're at that place where we believe the lie that nothing's going to change. Enough time has been given, and we've come to the place where he said, I may as well just give up. It's not going to happen. Now, I realize that life can be hard. And especially today, as we would look around our world, there are just so many people going through so many sorts of tragedies and traumas and pressures and troubles that you can understand why people get to that place and say, I'm done. My dream, it's gone. And if we look within our own community and look at all the things that have been happening in our own community, the tragedies, accidents, murders, assaults, thefts, suicides, sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, broken marriages, broken homes, broken relationships, betrayal, sickness, disease, depression, suicide, financial pressure, job loss, home foreclosures, business failures, natural disasters. There's all kinds. You don't have to look any further than right around us to see that there's a lot of pressure that people are facing in life. And that pressure can surround us at times and can cause us to feel that we're all alone. It's only me. And that we're done. We're finished. There's nothing left we can do to change the circumstance. That's just in the natural. So when you think of that, that's the natural. And we can feel that way because of all the natural things that happen to us. But what if we also included the spiritual attacks, which come our way as well? See, spiritual attacks are very real things as well. Often we don't realize that some of the things we endure in life is a spiritual attack. We're just seeing the physical, but there's a spiritual entity behind it that's causing it. We often associate attacks in the physical sense, and so we blame people. And we focus our attention on people instead of recognizing there was something in behind that. The person that was in behind that was the enemy of our soul. See, the devil is very real. The demonic realm is very real. And so often as Christians, we underestimate the influence of demons, of witchcraft, of curses. And when this gets added to all the things we're already experiencing in the natural, it can really tip the balance to where we just say, I'm done. I'm done. I've had it. I'm done fighting, I'm done trying, it's over. And we can get that place of exhaustion where even our life has no more value. And we don't have a desire to even live anymore, and we contemplate suicide. Because we're believing a lie that nothing can change. And we're believing a lie that we're done. We've had it. Kind of reached the boiling point. We're tired of the stresses, the trials, the tragedies, the battles of life. We're tired of mistreatment, dishonor, disrespect, offenses, and on and on and on and on the list goes. Just fill in the blank. What you're tired of. And we get to that place where you say, I'm done. I've had it. I'm done with this marriage. I'm done with this relationship. I'm done with my life. I'm done with God. I'm done with church. Just fill in the blank. What have you been saying of late that you've been done in? Just fill in the blank. I believe this morning, even in our church, there are some folks here today that you've reached a point in your life and you said you're done. You've had it. Whatever that problem or whatever that difficulty might be, you've been saying to yourself, you may not have been saying it to other people yet, but you've been saying it to yourself, I'm done. That's it for me. Well, this morning I believe I have some truth to bring to you. And that truth is you're believing a lie. If you think that you're done, it's a lie. It's a lie. You're not done. See, the enemy of your soul wants you to believe that you've reached a place that there's nothing more you can do and you are done. It's over for you. Your dream is done. It's not done. It would be interesting that, isn't it interesting that we happen to have a film tonight called The Dream? See, God understands life. God understands life far better than what we do. He knows us far better than we think as well. He knows of the pressures we face with in life. And it's one of those reasons why he invites us to Scripture. He says, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. He invites us to cast our cares on him because he also has gone through temptation. He's also suffered as we have suffered, and even more so. He invites us to understand that there are spiritual battles that we will face. He didn't tell us everything was going to be easy. There will be battles at times. And he warns us of the tactics of the evil one and warns us of the voices that are not his. He warns us of the need that we need to pray, that we need to hear what he is saying and what he is telling us. He warns us that we need to put on the armor of God so that when the enemy does advance against us, we are able to stand and not give up. Probably all of us know those things, but we still fall. We sometimes get to that place where we just believe that lie that we're done. When God is saying to us, that's a lie. So whatever area where you've been speaking those words, I'm done, God wants you to know today, that's a lie. You're believing a lie. And here's the scripture that I want to share with you. It's found in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 9. It says, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. See, these verses, they give us another perspective to think about when we kind of get to that place where we're believing the lies that we're done. And so this morning, I want to take a look at this passage of Scripture and just kind of look at it word by word as we go through these just two little verses. Because these verses are going to speak truth to you today. They're going to help you to realize that you've been believing a lie that you're done, when you're not done at all. So first of all, we start to read this passage. It says, we are pressed on every side by trouble. So the first point is simply, we're pressed. What does that mean? It says, well, it means that We can feel pressure from every side. That it's something that's constant, it's coming at us, and if we turn to the right, it's over there. If we turn to the left, it's over there. If we start to go backwards, it's behind us. There's nowhere you can go without feeling that pressure. No matter where you turn, there's no escaping the problem. The difficulty is all around you. You're surrounded. You're being hit on every side with no relief in sight. It's like being a steady stream that is coming against you, but there's no sign of it stopping. It's like you're being cornered and no way out. And you're being stressed and you don't know what else to do. The troubles that you experience are getting worse, not better. You're getting more agitated. You're getting more disturbed. You're feeling harassed. You're feeling tormented. And you're at the place you would like to quit because it's basically become sick and tired of it. You're just sick of it. You're tired of it. See, God wants you to know today that he sees where you're at. He knows what you're going through. And he sees that you've been pressed on every side by troubles. But the verse goes on. It says, but not crushed. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but you are not crushed. That's a good word. You need to realize you are not crushed. See, what you're going through may not be easy. The pressure can be intense. It's like a torment to you. But friends, you need to realize some of those words, and these are just words from the regular dictionary, not a Bible dictionary. I just use a Webster dictionary as it uses these words to describe what it is to be crushed. And I would venture to tell you that as you think of those words, they're often words that are under the influence of the demonic, that the demonic is involved. When you get pressed on every side, or you feel that you're crushed, but God's saying, you're not crushed. And God is saying, see, you're not beyond repair. You have not been crushed so much that you've been grounded into dust, that you've been pounded into nothing. God's saying, you're not there. You might feel like it, but God's reminding you of something, that you're not there. You might feel like you have, but God is saying, you're not crushed to the point that you cannot recover or move. He's telling you there's still room for movement. It's not over. You're not done, and there's still life there, and you will make it, and you will come through. Yes, you've been faced intense pressures. Yes, you've been feeling that you've been crushed. You've been at that place where you say, you don't even have any hope of recovery. But God is saying to you, no, you're not. No, you're not. It just feels that way. But it's not the truth of your true condition, because you're okay. You have not been crushed as much as what you think you are. And that's what God is saying to you today. The verse goes on. It says, we are pressed on every side by troubles. We are not crushed. We are perplexed. What does perplexed mean? Perplexed means confusion. Bewilderment. The attack on our lives has caused us to experience confusion and bewilderment. It has caused hesitation, uncertainty, driven some of you to your wit's end. For others, it has brought you to rebellion. Where did the problem come from? How did the circumstances change so quickly? And sometimes that's a real good question, sometimes for us when we're going through problems, to stop and look at our circumstances. Stop and look where things started to happen. God wants to show you something. And I believe God is wanting to show you some things here today too, and open up your eyes to see some of the lies that you've been believing. When confusion and bewilderment come in, it's a very common sign that witchcraft and curses are at work. And yet so many say, oh, we don't believe in that stuff. Well, they're very real. When witchcraft and curses are active, they will bring confusion, doubt, and hesitation in your life. It will slow the progress of God's work in your life. And of course, it'll even slow the progress in your church. It'll cause you to doubt people, and you will find yourself asking, what's going on? Not realizing that the attack isn't just a physical attack. There's a spiritual attack that's been on you. The Bible says, friends, we don't just battle against flesh and blood. We often put the battle there. We often fight with flesh and blood, but we don't realize there's been something that's been behind it all along. And so God reminds you, you don't just battle flesh and blood, but you battle principalities and powers in the unseen world. So you can kind of get it from both areas, in the physical sense and also in the spiritual sense. Sometimes in life, uncertainties will arise, doubts will arise, and that causes us to be perplexed. At other times, there will be spiritual battles that will call you to be perplexed, and that's kind of where we need wisdom and discernment to determine the difference. Is this just something because of a physical situation that's happened, or is there something else behind it that's spiritual? And I really believe this morning that the Lord has just shown you, for some of you, that what you have been going through, you've been thinking it's all physical, and it hasn't been. You just had an enlightenment that you've been being attacked by the enemy. There are spiritual battles that will happen that will cause you to be perplexed. And we need to be aware of that. But I believe the Lord also wants us to know today, He's going to expose that. He's going to show you. He's going to help you. And He's seen your confusion and how it has left you in that position of being perplexed. He's seen your uncertainty, and He wants to help. And of course, that's what it says in the rest of the verse, right? 2 Corinthians 4:8. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're not at the place we really think we are. So you may feel that all hope is lost. There is no solution. There's nothing you can do. But again, God is saying, no, it's not. No, it's not. You have not reached your place of hopelessness. You have not reached the place that all is lost. There is still hope because you're dealing with the God of hope. And if God says there's hope, there's hope. And God is really looking for us to look to Him at these times. And yet so often what we would rather do is we just kind of sit back, we complain, we argue, we avoid prayer, we avoid church. When God is saying all along, you need to come to me, come. There's hope. You have not reached your point of no return. You have not reached your place of total despair. You may feel like you have, but God is saying to you, you have not. So God wants you to know today there's hope. You have not been driven to total despair. There is still hope. Then we go down to verse 9. It says we are hunted down. We are chased. We are pursued. We're the target. And the dogs have our scent. And they're chasing after us. The hunter is closing in for the kill. Our foe is serious, and he's searching intently for us that we might be captured or destroyed. It's another classic picture of the enemy of your soul, the devil, because the Bible tells he's there to rob, kill, destroy. He's the biggest hunter that is on your tail. And sometimes we feel like that. Sometimes we feel that all hell is against us. You know what, friends? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. You're dealing with principalities. You're dealing with powers. Sometimes hell is against you. And you might feel that you're in the fight for your life. It's not a very good feeling. But God understands that. Did Jesus not go through temptation? Did Jesus not go through a cross? Did Jesus not go through betrayals? Did it not seem that Jesus lost? But he didn't lose. He rose from the grave victorious. And friend, you may be hunted. You may feel that the situation, the foe, is coming for in for the kill. But God wants you to know he has something to say about that. Your destiny is not with the hunter. Your destiny is with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Which he tells us, 2 Corinthians 4:9, we are hunted down but never abandoned by God. Again, this is a beautiful picture that we may be hunted down by our foes, but a surprise is coming. God says he will not abandon us. He will not give up on us. Even though we've given up on ourselves and we've given up on God, he will not forsake us. And he will not leave us to the mercy of the hunter. He will not allow unrestrained action of the enemy. You will not be left to that mercy of the enemy. But God will intervene. And he's reminding us today, you're not alone in this. I am with you. I will not abandon you. You might feel like it. We go by our feelings so much. And God is trying to get into our minds that, listen, that enemy can only go so far. He's on a leash. He can only go so far. And maybe you're experiencing some of this devastation going on in your life, and it's been really just throwing you for a loop. But again, God will intervene. He's going to pull back on the leash and the havoc that has been coming your way. And he's going to bring you back to a place of victory. The enemy can only go so far. And God is saying to you, I'm pulling that back. I'm pulling that back. You will not be left to his mercy. I'm pulling it back. Friend, maybe you're here today and you feel that even God has abandoned you, but he's not. He promises to be with you, and he promises to restrain the enemy. The attack will come to an end, and you will rise as the victor. So don't give up, because God hasn't given up on you. Goes on. The rest of the verse says, we are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down. Sometimes in life, we get knocked down. We're out on the floor. It's not just a little hit, it's a big hit. And we're not sure if we're able to get back up because we received a terrible blow. It's one we weren't expecting, usually from people you would never expect. Kind of got a sucker punch, and it took you by total surprise. Sometimes it can come through betrayals or criticisms or lies, false accusations, fault finding. And when you got hit, man, it knocked the wind right out of you. And you wonder, can I even get back up? Sometimes those blows in life can be so powerful that just like in a boxing match, you think that I'm out for the count. That's it. The bell, I'm sure, is going to be rung. That it's over. I'm done. Throw in the towel to signify that you're done. You give up. But God's saying to us, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not done. You haven't lost. You've just been knocked down. You've just been knocked down. But you can get up. That's what he tells us. The rest of verse 9. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Yes, we might have those days where we feel that we've been knocked to the ground, and it certainly did hurt. Because when you get knocked to the ground, it hurts. And you might be afraid to get back up because you're scared that you're going to get knocked down again. A lot of people don't get back up. And the reason is not because they can't, because they don't want to. Because they don't want to experience the hurt or the pain again. And so that hurt and that pain causes so many people to say, I'm not getting up again. It's over. The boxing match is over. Here's the towel. Ring the bell. I'm done. Many a Christian has done that. Many a pastor has done that. Thrown in the towel. They've quit. Thousands of pastors in North America quit. Tells us every week. That's kind of hard to imagine. There's really that many pastors out there that that number could be so high. But that's the reason. Ask pastors why they quit. Find another pastor in ministry and ask him, why did you quit? And I guarantee you, they'll all say the same thing. I got hurt so bad. I just couldn't bring myself to stay in ministry again. I can't handle another one. When I look at the students I graduated with, I think we had like 120 in that class when we started. If we have 10 still in ministry, I think that would be good. I don't think we have more than that. Might even be less than that out of our class that are still in ministry. All the others have quit. Done. Because they got hurt. They got knocked down and became too painful to get back up again. But God is saying, not so. Not so. You have not reached the 8 count. The bell has not been rung. You have not been permanently grounded. You have not been completely ruined. You have not been demolished. You may have had your bell rung. You may have hurt real bad. It's been painful. God's saying, you're not out of the fight. You're not out of the fight. You're going to get back up. You're going to get back up. You're going to survive the round to fight other rounds. And you're going to survive that round to fight those other rounds to get the victory. Because the victory's not over yet. You're not defeated. You might feel like you've been destroyed, that you've been knocked down, that you're out. But God say, no, you're not. No, you're not. See, you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. You are not destroyed. You are not too damaged to continue. And victory awaits the one who picks himself up to fight again. See, the fight is about to turn around. Ever watch that in a boxing match? You really think this guy's done. He's out. Like, he'd been knocked down a couple of times. And you think, man, like, he's not going to make it. And then something happens. Like, a second wind comes. And he starts coming back. And by the end of the fight, he's the victor. He wins. Well, I believe the Lord is saying to you, a second wind is coming. And you're going to succeed. He's going to help pick you up so you can finish the fight and be victorious. Your cuts and your bruises are going to be tended to. And healing is coming for you, and you're going to be able to go on. That's what I believe God is saying to us, even though it's Father's Day. And I believe as we conclude that God wants you to tell you something today. You're going to make it. You're going to be able to go on. You're going to come through this trial. You're going to make it. You're going to come out on the other side victorious. Yes, you may suffer. You may have experienced some pain and cuts and bruises and scars and broken bones, but you're going to make it. You are not done. God is not finished with you yet. And friend, I believe he's telling numbers of us in this place today, I'm not finished with you yet. You've been given up on your dream. God has not given up on you. And he wants us to rise from our pain and our suffering today to a new perspective that he is with us, that he's able to deliver us. He's able to set our feet upon a rock again. There's a promise. Actually, Maxine Ball, she had it on her Facebook post one day this week. Isaiah 43, 2-3. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Friends, I realize that some of us have been going through some serious battles of late. That place where you said, I'm done. I'm finished. It's over. But God is saying it's time for a new perspective. He's going to intervene. He's going to help you. You're in a new season that is at hand. I found it interesting while on holidays, Tuesday morning. I wasn't in any spiritual place. I did my devotions and did all those kinds of things, but I was in one of those things of all the things I got to do. That was just racing through my mind. I'm trying to do all these things that I kind of been postponing, not being able to get done because of busyness. And I was trying to get all these things done. And so I got my plan for Tuesday morning, man. I'm going to get at these things. Phone call comes. Person calls me and says, Pastor, God told me to call you today. It's a new season. It's a new season. That conversation went on for quite a while. I got done that conversation. My wife's looking at me like, no, kind of not getting anything done here this morning. Have lunch. I go outside. I'm in my boat. I'm taking the tarps off, trying to get my boat ready. Another phone call comes. It's the gentleman that contacted me through this video, The Dream. It was just an email. I don't know him. And he said his name and said, could I pray for you? I'm trying to think, who is this again? Sure, what can prayer hurt? Pastor, I'm to tell you something. You're in a new season. He said a bunch of other things as well. Then I check my emails. Top of an email. Pastor, it's a new season. I got thinking about that some days later, and I thought, that was 3 words in 3 hours telling me there's a new season. There's a significance of three. So I kind of looked that up. What significance is there spiritually with the letter three? And what eventually it gets down to, that's a new season. Then this Tuesday, I get another call. And the person is texting me and they said, why don't you believe it? Do you not think it's possible? Am I not the God of the possible, not the impossible? It's a new season. And I believe it's a new season for you too. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. And I believe that's a word for all of us. It's a new season. You've been going through a season of difficulty. But God says, it's over. It's over. And their new season has begun that's going to bring in the fulfillment of the promises and the dreams that have been spoken over you. And friend, if you would look around you of what's happening, even in the physical realm, what's happening? Yes, I know spring is a week away, but government changes. Changes in the sport history. You've been watching hockey and basketball. Probably some of you are saying, thankfully, it's finally over. Isn't it interesting? There's some things about the nation of Canada happening. St. Louis got the Stanley Cup. Yay! Very good. Do you realize that St. Louis has the most Canadians on their team? I think it's either 20, 21 players are Canadian. Toronto Raptors.
Yay! Jurassic Park!
Yeah, there we go. First Canadian team to win the NBA. History was made. St. Louis, over 50... Never won a Stanley Cup, or was it over 50-some years? So about 50 years. There's things that are happening that are favoring Canada. We have this thing on Friday where we're wanting to say or be a part of a group of people to say, let's forgive. Let's get back to having friendship. History. is being made in Canada. There's a new season, friends. There's a new season. And if you've been struggling with giving up, or if you've reached a point where you're saying, you're done, God's word to you is, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not done. That's a lie. That's a lie. God is saying, I have a new season for you where your wrongs are going to be made right and healing will come to mend your wounds. Your destiny and your promises are about to be seen clearly again, and God is about to show his power in your life like never before. So don't believe the lie that you're done. A new season is at hand. It's already started. It's already started. So I hope you received that word this morning. I know that's not a Father's Day word, but I believe it's the word of the Lord for us to hear today.